Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she's working out an agreement with the Department of Homeland Security to help with immigration enforcement in the state. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports.
Reynolds says she agreed to step up and help when Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem asked states to support the administration's deportation agenda. That could mean deploying the Iowa National Guard to help immigration and customs enforcement efforts in Iowa. But she says nothing is finalized yet.
What we really looked at was like logistics and processing is probably the way that we would look to help from a state perspective. But that's subject to change, and I don't know the numbers at this point. I think they're still seeing how many states are doing it and what that'll look like.
Reynolds says she is waiting to hear back from the Department of Defense to finalize a deal. She says the federal government would cover the cost of the deployment. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
This week, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill into law that restricts the use of AI in therapy. House Bill 1806 regulates the use of artificial intelligence in mental health therapy sessions. It specifically prohibits therapists from using AI to make independent therapeutic decisions, directly interact with patients, or detect emotions or mental states. AI use would be allowed for other specified support services. The law took effect immediately upon the governor's signature. Illinois State Police are investigating a bomb threat made at a hotel hosting Texas House Democrats in St. Charles, which is just north of Aurora. St. Charles police responded to the Q Center shortly after 7 a.m. Wednesday morning. Roughly 400 people were evacuated. Governor Pritzker is helping host the Texas Democrats staying there and says the investigation is ongoing.
State law enforcement, whenever there is a law that is broken, and a law was broken, they're doing an investigation. They're going to seek out, hunt down, and find the perpetrators.
More than two dozen Texas House Democrats have been in Illinois since Sunday. They're seeking to block a new Texas congressional map that could net Republicans five more seats in Congress. The Illinois State Fair kicks off in Springfield today. WBEZ's Alex Degman reports, in keeping with a century-old tradition, the state's butter cow has been unveiled.
Sculptor Sarah Pratt has once again taken hundreds of pounds of unsalted butter and transformed it into a dairy-filled ode to agriculture. This year's sculpture features the cow and a young companion who's looking through butter binoculars in search of adventure. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the butter cow showcases the best of Illinois.
Illinois, you know, is an agricultural powerhouse state. We truly are. And we also are a state that has a real artistic spirit. And the unveiling of the butter cow sort of represents both of those things.
It takes about 5 days to sculpt the cow. This year's Illinois State Fair starts today and runs through the 17th in Springfield. I'm Alex Degman.
And the Iowa State Fair also kicks off today at the fairgrounds in Des Moines. The city of Moline has approved putting a police drone docking station on the roof of the Moline High School. Council members gave police the green light on Tuesday. According to the resolution, the dock at Moline High School at 3600 Avenue of the Cities offers ideal coverage within a 3-mile radius for emergency response and surveillance. Police Chief Darren Galt says the dock will help reduce response times during an emergency. The Moline City Council approved the department's recent drone program in April. In Rock Island, Washington Junior High School's gymnasium will be closed for the entire fall term due to significant flood damage. The Rock Island Milan School District says damage from severe storms on July 11th was limited to the gymnasium and stage flooring, but it will require full replacement. As a result, fall athletic practices will take place at First Nazarene Church in Rock Island. PE classes have been shifted to a smaller gym and activity room. The district hopes to see the gymnasium repairs completed by the beginning of the spring term. This is WVIK News.